We here at BobChat like to think we help shape our nation's youth. But unless you want your children to grow up like us, we suggest only listening with other inebriated adults.
Bob!
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 Bobby!
Bob!
It's BobChat, baby.
And we're just sitting here cranking a few beers, hacking a couple darts, and shooting the shit, you know?
This episode of BobChat is sponsored by a great local business right here in London, Ontario. Do you like spice? Do you like flavor with your spice? Have you been looking for a sauce that combines the two so perfectly that you never need to buy another hot sauce again in your life? Well, look no further. Animal Street Records' Mean Joe Tunes has done it. He has spent so much time perfecting this recipe that he hasn't even had time to think of a name for it. Is it called Mean Joe's Boiling Ruckus Juice? Is it called Mean Joe's Smoking Revenge Extract? Well, we don't know. What we do know is this sauce has a perfect balance of heat and flavor, scotch bonnets, mangoes, a hint of pineapple, add in a few other secret ingredients, and it's a masterpiece. Make sure to follow Animal Street Records on Facebook, at Animal Street Records on Instagram, hit up www.animalstreetrecords.com, and get at Mean Joe Tunes for all your dope beats and flavorful, spicy, saucy needs.
All right, and welcome to another episode of the Bob Chat. I am your host, Bino Bobarino, and I have a very special guest here with me today. The man, the legend, Mark, and Mark Krakenitis, is that how you say it?
Yeah, that was pretty good. I'm pleased.
Yeah, it's not Krakenitis, but our good friend Mark is here today joining us. And me and Mark have known, we went to school together, right?
Yeah, I was that loser in high school. I had lunch alone in the library. You saw me.
Yeah, that's okay. But look at us now. Now you're on the hottest podcast on the internet. 2020, what's up? So what have you been doing with your life, Mark? What have you been up to?
Existential, 1 minute in. I like it. Not much. Putting all my eggs in the becoming a comedian basket, where the odds are 1 in a million. So that's another good choice of mine.
Yeah, I think you're funny though. That's why I wanted you to come on the show.
Thank you. Thank you very much. There's a lot of funny people, and I'm probably never going to make it, and it's going to end up in disaster, but I have fun.
Yeah, so. You got to dare to dream, right?
Yeah, man. Got to be fulfilled. I'd rather do
so
what I love.
So where are you? You're living in Toronto?
Yes. Well, I just lost my job when COVID hit. So right now I'm staying at my mom's. My lease is up July 31st. I'm going to go back, find another place. And
okay, cool.
Me and my roommate, we didn't make it through the quarantine fights.
Yeah, I bet. That's probably tough. I live here with my girlfriend, so I mean, I get it. but yeah, so that's cool. So what's the comedy scene like there? Is it crazy or what?
So Toronto has like the best comedy scene in Canada.
Okay, yeah, I figured that.
They like there's just so many.
Well, you're there, so I mean, it's got to be.
No, 100% no. But yeah, like there's a lot of bar shows. There's a bunch of comedy clubs there. There's the Yuck Yucks, Absolute Comedy, the Corner Comedy Club. But like with quarantine, a lot of bars and restaurants and the clubs have just shut down. So like,
it's what do you do? What do you just go stand in the like in the park or something? Like, everybody come over here. I'm doing a comedy show.
They actually have been doing that.
Really?
So they did an outdoor comedy show, and then he ended up getting $2,000 worth of fines.
What?
So like there was excess noise in a park, which was like $130.
Oh my god!
And then they gave him two tickets for like disobeying a bylaws command during an emergency.
Cease and desist.
But they slapped him like an emergency tag on it, so then it became like over $1,000. So this guy just got like $2,300 of
wow, just for making people laugh. That's bullshit.
Yeah, kind of. So now they call it a freedom of speech protest.
Okay,
but
cool.
But it's just an outdoor comedy show.
Okay, cool.
So it's like a really smart way to
so
get
so you slap protest on it, then you're in the clear, right? Yeah.
Apparently.
Well, that's crazy, man. Like, can you imagine just like, you know, and especially at that point, if people are allowed to be all in a park together like that, it's like, what's the big deal?
Yeah, and like the comedy show fans, like they were spaced out properly, but all the like Trinity Bellwoods, they're
everywhere,
making out
exactly
with each other.
Yeah.
It's like
orgy at Trinity Bellwoods.
Exactly. It was, dude.
Toronto just got fucked in more than one way.
To be fair, Toronto's sucked for a long time.
Yeah.
It's like good if you're there for a reason, but like everyone there who's not rich if they're happy, they're like, I fucking can't afford anything.
Well, and I've gone there for like weekends and like we've done like, you know, go down for somebody's birthday, right? And you go to the bar the one night and then you're buying food all the time. It's like, you spend like $300 in like 2 days. Nothing.
Yeah, that is the way to do it though. Go there for a weekend.
Go ham on the weekend.
Fun,
yeah,
but don't live there because it just happens every fucking weekend for people that live there.
And you are in serious financial trouble now.
Yes.
Why? What happened? I live in Toronto.
Exactly.
Yeah, my apartment is the size of a bathroom.
Two bathrooms.
Yeah, if you want to have a roommate.
Yeah, I spend my life savings on parking. So.
Oh, really? Yeah, because everybody says don't have a car if you live in Toronto.
Yeah, no, that was just a bad joke. But, don't have a car. Don't pay for parking. I'm just...
It's okay. I get it now. that's the other thing about Bob Chat, Mark, is I usually tend to get pretty high before we do the show.
I failed to do that myself.
Well, we could get high. Do you want to get high on the show?
Maybe a little bit, because I got like semi-nervous for whatever reason, even though I'm entirely comfortable.
Are you feeling good? Yeah, do you feel good to be? I'm happy you're here.
I think
you're hilarious, and I'm excited. We kind of try to keep to like a little bit of like a game plan here at Bomb Chat, but it's really up in the air. You never know what's going to happen.
I fucking love it.
So a question that there's two questions I like to ask people, because I like to consider myself a movie aficionado, if you will.
Uh-oh.
A connoisseur of fine cinema.
I give it 10 seconds until he hates me.
Watch, okay.
Watch, you'll see.
If you swear to God, if you don't like Lord of the Rings, you can get the fuck out of my house.
So, only took 5 seconds. Haven't seen Lord of the Rings.
Oh, that's all right. I'm
you
not
can
mad.
Hear it in his voice. He hates me.
I don't hate you.
Like,
no.
We have to finish the podcast. Can I kick him out now?
I know. It's like way too early for me to say get out of here.
Well, you can, but I'll break shit on the way out.
No, I'm not mad. Actually, you know what? That actually.
I'm not mad. You know what? Actually,
I'm not mad. Actually,
just
makes
disappointed.
It, yeah, I'm not your mom. I'm not. it gives me an experience to show someone the majesty that is the Lord of the Rings trilogy for the first time. What are you doing after this? Marathon, bro.
I'll have to be high because my attention span is so bad. Like,
yeah, Monday night's not the best idea. Dude, if you've never seen Lord of the Rings, we're gonna watch Lord of the Rings together. When are you going back? When are you going back to the Big Smoke?
July 2nd.
Okay, so we got a little bit of time. A
little bit, yeah.
We'll figure that out later. We'll definitely have some more beers. But so the first question I'd like to ask people is, what is your favorite movie?
Oh fuck!
Like, man, of all time. Don't even think about it. If you want to say Mean
Inception,
Girls, it's okay.
The first four times.
The Inception, the first four times. Yeah,
no, the first
I still
four
don't
times
get it.
The fifth time, I was like, oh shit, I get it now.
You're just trying to be cool. Nobody understands that movie, Mark. Don't lie to me. Explain to me. Yeah, you can't, because it's fucked.
At one point, I could have, but it's been a while.
It's crazy, right?
But it's like a dream. Yeah, anyways.
It's a dream inside of a dream inside of a dream.
And a dreidel.
So I borrowed the camera I use to film a bunch of the Bob Chat Podcast Network stuff. I borrowed from my buddy. And he's like, make sure you don't drop it. And he's like, I'm taking a picture of the camera. I was like, camera inception!
Oh,
a picture of a camera, right?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, Jesus. Okay, so now the next question, the follow-up question for that, it's a heavy hitter. Are you ready?
We'll see.
You want to open your beer? You can open a beer if you want. You might need it for this.
All right, we'll do it.
Cheers, buddy. Thanks for coming over.
Thanks for having me, dude.
Yeah, man, of course.
Looking forward to it.
Okay, follow-up question. Pick a movie, just one movie, and one actor stays a person, and everybody else is a Muppet. So
what if Team America is my answer, where they're like all already Muppets?
Oh, what? You have seen Inception, man. You took that
in. I broke the question.
Oh, my God, you did. I asked every single person that, and you... You broke the question, honestly. So who would you pick? Who would be the one person that you would pick? Scott? My God.
I don't. Yeah.
100%. You look unrecognizable, Scott.
I want him to become a person.
Yeah, so he would be a... No, so he would... Yeah, he... I don't even know how that would work.
He's a Muppet person.
You broke the fucking question, man. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Mark... Not necessarily Krakenitis. However you say it, I can't say it for us once.
Krakenitis.
Yeah, see, that's why I can't remember that. He's here for the rest of the episode, guys. That was amazing. You actually did break the question. Wow.
Fuck yeah.
The first time.
See what else I break.
Yeah. Tell me to leave again. the first time I answered, I was like, Anchorman and Ron Burgundy's the same. It's like, imagine the scene where he's popping the boner. It's like just right in her Muppet face. Like, don't act like you're not impressed.
In her like, Muppet face.
Of course she's impressed. You're a human. She's 3 feet tall. Anyways, but yeah. Would you rather have bionic arms or bionic legs?
Arms.
Arms? Why? Do I want to know why?
Come so hard.
The hardest.
No, just like on it. Like, I don't skip leg day, but like,
yeah.
If I'm gonna do like 3 workouts in a week, I'll do like cardio in all three, but then like two arms, okay, one leg. So like,
so if you already have bionic arms, there you go. You just cut down 3 days of working out.
Fair enough.
Because I mean, you know, you already have bionic arms. You know, you're probably strong as fuck.
Are they skin covered bionic arms that people can't tell, or are they like robot arms? Oh,
I honestly didn't think about it that much.
Okay, well now I want
for argument's sake, what would you prefer?
Now that I'm thinking about it, if they're skinless robot arms or skinless robot limbs, I would want legs.
Okay.
But if they're skinned, I would want arms.
Why? Because the legs would shave. You'd be running fast, man. You'd be running fast.
The guy in Tiger King, he's just like, oh, that guy's fucking sick, and I'm pretty sure. It wasn't his personality. It was
the legs. It was like that.
60 cals.
Yeah, it's like Joe Exotic's a mustache, a mullet, and a pistol. You know, this guy's bionic legs. Like, exactly. Everybody's got their stick on the show. Carol, she's a murderer. You know, that's her thing.
And one guy just straight up homophobic. That's his thing.
One guy just fills gas cans up while smoking a dart in a shed full of gas cans. Like, the show's wild, man. Like, we had a whole episode on it. Called it House Cat King.
Okay, yeah. Right on. Yeah. Yo, you know what a good call is for podcasts, by the way? Whenever, like, something's trending, like, try and talk about that. And then when you post the podcast, like, hashtag it.
Yeah, see, and we tried to do that, but then I'm so lazy, it takes me so long to get everything edited and put out. It's like, oh, it's irrelevant.
Yeah, that's fair.
Like, it's
you
like
gotta anticipate the future then.
Yeah, well, fuck, I wish I could. Believe me, I wanted that 10 mil Lotto Max last night. I was like, I'm not going to work tomorrow. And like, oh, yep, I'm going. I saved it all day. I was like, because I don't want the disappointment of not winning. So I was like, right before I went to bed, I was like, all right, checking it. And I turned my volume up in case went, do-do-do-do-do. Or you know what I mean? The oil, Kenyo, right? Yeah, yeah. And I was like, not a winner. I was like, this is bullshit. I'm going to bed. I'm done.
Yeah. 100%.
So yeah. And then I went to work and it was terrible. So great day. Okay, so now I think this is going to bring us to a segment of the show called Joke of the Day. Chad Joke of the Day.
Okay.
And I thought that maybe it would be fun if you did the Bob Chad Joke of the Day.
All right.
Just hit us with whatever you got.
Okay. One of my favorite jokes is, I'm a lot like Jesus, mainly because smart people don't believe in me.
Yeah, we've actually totally probably got push away all kind of religious people. This is nice. Not the first time.
Usually like bombs to 60% of people at least.
Yeah, but you know what?
Passionately hate me. And fuck then I kind of like it.
I thrive off it. I feel good about it. Have you heard that Bob Chat podcast? Yeah, it's shit. That's right, it's shit. Like, I work, but everyone's like, oh, what are you going to be, the next Joe Rogan? I'm like, well, you are talking about us both in the same sentence. Yeah. It's already happening.
Man, people love to just throw shit at anyone doing something with
life. I know. It's like,
oh, sorry, fucking Carol, what are you doing?
Yeah, exactly. You're just being a bitch.
Oh, congratulations on getting a level 17 in Bejeweled. Great. You're going to be a icon.
I swear to God, if you invite me to play Candy Crush one more fucking time, I'm done, okay? I'm off Facebook. Why did you leave Facebook? Because I'm sick of the Candy Crush invites. Seriously. I don't want to play, man.
Yo, have you noticed Facebook starting to, like, really suck shit?
Yeah, it is. Actually, if you notice, every fourth post is an ad.
I did hear that somewhere, and I was conscious of that for a week, and then, like, I deactivated my account for, like, 2 days because I have no spine and no willpower. Reactivated it and just okay with it.
Everything I see, I want to buy. Well, they listen too, man. Like, I'll be talking about something.
Yeah, crazy, right away too. Like,
I know instantly
during this podcast, like, it's gonna start trying to sell me Canada Goose guns. Like,
yeah. Yeah, Canada Goose jackets. Well, our buddy Jacob, he listened to the one episode, and I think we talked about Harry Potter on the episode. And he's like, fuck, Bob. He's like, I listen to your fucking podcast. You talk about Harry Potter. We're getting Harry Potter ads for two fucking days, man. I'm like, oh.
I don't know why Jacob's complaining. He strikes me as a guy who would buy Harry Potter shit. Yeah, he'd be super into
and
it.
He listens too. So, hi, Jacob.
Hey, what's up, dude?
Thanks for listening, bud. Yeah, we know you're a big Harry Potter fan.
That's, yeah, 100%.
Yeah, just come out of the Chamber of Secrets. It's okay. Tell everybody.
Yeah. Jacob Hay and the Goblet of Harry Potter Finale.
Yeah, okay, Little Rotica. There's a guy at my work that actually, we've talked about him on an earlier episode. He writes Little Rotica, and it's...
Little Rotica? Oh, like literature?
Like sexy, like sexual literature. Yeah,
that's kind of weird.
Yeah, it's super weird.
Speaking of guys that just throw shit at people doing stuff with their life, fuck that guy.
Yes, fuck that guy. Matt, my co-host, is going to love that. Cause I met my co-host. He started working with me. He worked with me for like a month. And he ended up getting another job, but it turned out he was my neighbor, and we just like hit it off immediately, right? Like we're just shooting the shit. Like he's getting all my movie references. Like it was just unbelievable friendship formed like immediately. And I was like, dude, I want to start a podcast. How do you feel about that? He's like, let's fucking do it. Yeah. And we just, I got all the equipment and we just set it up and went to fucking town.
Oh, that's dope.
And now we're on, this is episode 19.
So does he co-host Bob Chat with you?
Yeah. So up until the quarantine started, he was on like basically every single episode. So on like the first like 12, and then I've done like a number of them since then. Yeah, we miss Matt, and hopefully he'll come back soon.
Come back soon, Matt.
Come back soon.
We miss you.
Mark's like, I never met you, but I miss you, bro.
Hey, that's about as good a friend as I
have. And you're going to have to listen to every episode now. Religiously.
Matt or me?
No, you.
Oh, okay. I
hope Matt listens.
Bob was showing me the thumbnails before we started, and I'm fucking so into listening to all of them.
And we got a super cool thumbnail for this episode. So, I mean, you'll probably see it already by the time you're listening to this.
And yes, after you see it, I am single, so hit me up. Except for you, Jacob.
Yeah, sorry, Jacob. You can keep that one in the chamber of secrets.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's a good one I saw today. Okay, so your stripper name is the color of your underwear plus the last thing that you ate.
White spin.
White spinach.
White spanakopita.
Spanakopita. What is that?
It's like spinach, feta, and phyllo. It's like a little spinach pie.
That sounds amazing. I love spinach, so dude. Delissa got me on spinach. Like I don't even buy lettuce anymore. Fuck lettuce.
Yeah, 100%.
Lettuce is a crunchy bitch water. Sandwich fucking topper. Yeah. Fuck lettuce.
And then half the time it has those big stems and it's just like, yeah, what the fuck are
who
we
wants
doing here?
This? Exactly. Not nobody.
Me. Yeah.
Not me. Now, do you cut the stems off the spinach?
They're
delicious. They're delicious. Yeah. Why wouldn't you?
It's fine.
Okay, so you're white what?
White spanakopita.
Spanakopita. Okay. I'm going to be, actually, I got to check. I'm red cheeseburger.
Bloody cheeseburger.
Well, I had a prime rib for lunch, and I was thinking about it before I stopped and got some on the way home. I was like, I'm gonna be red prime rib, and I was like, yeah. Then I got a cheeseburger, so I'm red cheeseburger. Welcome to the stage, red cheeseburger.
Everyone goes out for a smoke.
Yeah, it's like that doesn't sound hot at all. Actually, my buddy sent me a clip of a stand-up comedian, and he was doing a. He's like, yeah, we were going through London, Ontario, heading back to Toronto, and there's a strip club called The Beef.
Every comedian that comes to London will have a Beef Baron bit.
Yeah, you think so? Yeah.
Dude, I've never seen a stand-up performance in London that didn't mention Beef Baron.
Really?
Straight up. Like, 10 out of 10.
Well, because who wants, like, dude, they have their patio open, and I drove past there the other day. There's like a couple
so
of people.
So skeezy.
Yeah, a couple of people out there fucking having a beer and a smoke on the patio. I'm like, out of all the places you could go, why are you going to a strip club to sit in their fucking oil stained parking lot? Like, what are you doing?
100%. Looking for sketchy blowjobs.
Yeah, there's not a, yeah. Okay, here, give me a blowjob on the patio of fucking York Street, like while everybody drives by.
Oh, don't worry, there's a Budweiser flag to hide
on. Actually, there is a motel right next door, or down the street, so.
And, yeah.
They rent by the hour.
$13, $13.99.
Yeah, plus a whatever you can get your hooker for, I guess.
Also, $13.
Welcome to the Beef Baron. And nowhere are they paying for this promotional sponsorship. Yeah, that's funny though, man. Yeah, I don't know. I've actually never been there. I've been to Solids before, but I've never gone to the Beef.
I haven't been to Solids. I've been to Beef once.
Yeah.
And then I'm trying to think what the other one is in London. I go there with my friends sometimes.
Solid Gold or Gold Diggers.
It's like.
Gold Diggers, yeah. There used to be Flesh Gordon's, but it closed.
That one. I feel like I've been to that one a few times. Fuck yeah. Yeah, one time I was at a strip club, and a stripper gave herself a pole burn, and it turned
what?
Me. Dude, she, like, slid down the pole, and all you hear is, like, and it's just, like, everyone's like, oh, like, it just turned, like, a crowd full of scumbags.
Chastity! All right! Give her a round of applause, guys!
Yeah. No, just like turned a whole bunch of scumbags into like caring, compassionate people. Get like rushing. They say, "Oh, are you okay? Are you okay?"
They're like, "I'm helping her. Get out of here. I'm helping her." It's like, hands off the merchandise, guys.
Hey, I'll give her CPR.
She scraped her leg. She might need it.
She hit the ground pretty hard, though. I think she might. She must be out.
She might be concussed.
I'm fine.
Anyways.
That was an act out for the podcast listeners.
Yeah, he acted out a perv row guy giving a downed stripper CPR.
I like that term, downed stripper.
A downed stripper, yeah. Well, because, I mean, how normally they come down the pole, but they don't mean to go down that hard, let's be honest.
Yeah.
100%. You're not a fireman, okay? Chill. Like,
fuck. Well, actually, some of them are fire women.
Oh, you're right. Sorry, fire women. Yes, yeah. My bad. Sorry, everyone.
Trudeau has made significant change in this country.
Okay, here's a question that I was saving to ask you.
Okay.
Okay. If we only ate one kind or one certain type of food, like similar to like cat food or dog food, and we called it human food, what would it be?
Probably, I gotta go burgers.
Burgers? I was gonna go pizza, because like you could have all four food groups, right?
Yeah.
Bread, cheese, only good vegetables, no fucking olives, any kind of meat.
Yeah. No, that's not a bad answer.
Yeah. That's what my girlfriend will do. She'll order pizza, and she'll make sure she puts olives on if she did.
Oh.
Yeah, because she knows I won't eat it. Because they taint it. They taint it.
Yeah, 100%.
You don't like olives? We're going to be... I'm so glad you came over, man. I miss you, Mark. Yeah, olives are fucking gross. Lettuce is
I'm
gross.
I'm Greek, and I like, straight up, olives can fucking blow me. Yeah. They're brutal.
Yeah, right?
They're shit.
They are shit. They're like, oh, this one has garlic in the middle. I'm like, it doesn't make it better.
Yeah.
Like, I just remember as a kid going to the grocery store and, like, walking past a car. So another thing that we like to do, and I usually prep this, or we try to prep it, we do an MKF.
The fuck is that?
A marry one, kill one, fuck one.
Okay.
So we pick like three. They can be fictional characters. They can be real. They can be real people.
Okay.
So basically, yeah, you pick one. Out of the three, you got to marry one, kill one, and fuck one. Go.
Okay.
So
and I just get to make them up.
Yeah. Well, if you want, because I didn't. I usually prep one. But we can hash it out together. Who do you think?
Okay.
Let's do an MKF. Who do you want to do?
Well,
who do you want to do, kill and marry?
Cartoon characters.
Could be cartoon. Yeah, if you want to do cartoon, let's do cartoon characters.
Oh, it's anyone. Okay.
It could be like three real actors and three real famous people. It could be three cartoon characters. It could be, you know, three characters from movies, whatever, right?
Okay.
What do you want to do, cartoon characters?
Sure, let's do it.
Okay, we can do, Mrs. Incredible.
Okay.
Mrs. Incredible.
Marge Simpson.
Yeah, I like that. I love The Simpsons. Marge Simpson, Mrs. Incredible, and Kyle's mom from South Park.
Okay. She's like caring and compassionate, though. She just has like a fucking dickhead for
Mrs. Broflowski. So that's what you got.
No, Mrs. Broflowski.
Yeah, Kyle's mom. Okay. Kyle's mom. Not Stan. Not Sharon. Sharon. It's okay, Sharon. Just tell your mom. Just gonna get a little bit of cancer. It's okay.
Okay, I would.
That's pretty good. Pretty good, Randy, huh?
Yeah, no, that is good.
Yeah.
He's the best character.
I can do it. Huh? It's all right, Sad. Integrity Fobs. I can do a really good, what's his face? Fucking Jimmy as well, too.
Jimmy
Bomber. Yeah. Hey there, Wendy. Dan wants you to know that you continue towards Vince waiting for him.
That's awesome.
Come on there, Tim.
Yeah.
What a terrific audience.
You know, comic book guy?
Comic book guy.
Yeah. Worst impression ever.
Was it actually, or do you just want to do your impression?
Yeah. I just want to go one up for you.
Words hurt, Mark. Okay, so Mrs. Incredible, Marge Simpson, and then Mrs. Broflowski, okay. Kyle's mom from South Park.
I don't remember Mrs. Incredible at all, so I'm going to go
ahead
and...
Oh, that ass, though. She's got dump truck ass.
Okay, I'm going to marry her.
Okay, yeah.
And fucking kill, okay? So, okay, I'll fuck Miss Broflowski. No, I'll...
You're going to kill Marge?
Yeah, no, I'll fuck Marge, kill Mrs. Broflowski.
Okay, that's fair.
Because Marge, like, when she's in the mood, she's, like, ready to pounce.
Oh, homie. I can't do a Marge.
Homie. Yeah, I tried again and I failed.
And we killed it. Okay. Yeah, so I think, I would say kill Mrs. Incredible, but I feel like that would be really tough.
Yeah, good luck. What's her superpower? Nagging?
Not doing the dishes.
Seriously, what is... Oh, she's had like stretchy limbs.
She's stretchy,
right?
Yeah. She's like Mr. Fantastic.
Oh, yeah. Totally fuck her then.
Okay. All right. So, yeah. I'll bang Mrs. Incredible. I'll fuck Mrs. Incredible. I will... I'll kill Kyle's mom. And I'll definitely marry Marge. Yeah, for sure. I mean, why not?
Yeah.
Right? I fuck hard with The Simpsons. Simpsons are dope.
Yeah. No, that show is super sick.
Oh, dude, I play Tapped Out, like, religiously.
What's Tapped Out?
You don't know what Tapped Out is?
No.
It's like a Simpsons game, and it's like SimCity. Basically, you start off with, like, Lisa and Homer and the Simpson house, and you build your own Springfield. So as you level up, you unlock characters and buildings, and okay. you set them for jobs. So you, like, set them all characters on four-hour jobs, and you have to go back and tap it.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'll show you after. It's sick.
Right.
And people just stop listening to this. It's Bob Chat. But yeah, so it's I love this. I actually got a big Simpsons character poster downstairs. I'll show you when we go down there.
I think I've seen it.
Yeah, it's sick, eh?
Yeah.
What's been going on?
Not much. Chilling with you, Bob.
Yeah, how's it going? How do you feel about the episode so far?
I feel like it's going good. You hit me with some hard hitter questions, and I feel like I bobbled a bit, but no fumbles. But
you got it. Bobbles. You got it. You didn't fumble. Here's a good one. Okay, you have $10 million.
Okay. I like it.
Already a lot.
Yep.
But you can only buy things that begin with the first letter of your name.
Okay.
So you can only buy things that start with M. Maseratis, margaritas.
Mozzarella sticks, first and foremost.
Mozza sticks.
Well, what's that cheese that starts with an M?
Mozzarella.
Oh, wow. That is...
Mark, are you high on marijuana?
No. We're going to cut that out. Beep. Start again. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
We're back.
You can buy things that start with the letter M.
Okay. Okay.
Mm.
Yes, I am high on the marijuana. Brain freeze, dude. I can't think of things.
Okay. How about margaritas, Maseratis, M&Ms?
Yeah, I take some Maseratis. Oh, M&Ms, that's it.
M&Ms, marijuana.
Yeah, a little bit of that. I'm trying to kick it, though. Well, I've kicked it. I just do it every I do it every now and then now.
Hey, it's okay. Hey, the government says it's fine. It's cool.
Perfect, because I know they have my best interest at heart all the time.
Exactly.
I would take some Maseratis. Yeah, that's it for me.
Okay. All right. Well, that's fair. I've done it too many times to do it again. People don't care what I want to buy anymore.
Fair.
I'll just take the 10 mil. Just hard, cold cash. That's all I want.
I'll get mutual bonds.
Yeah, I'm going to put that in a profit-sharing program. The mutual diversities and portfolios and black leather gloves and computers and science.
I hope it does well.
What's something that you should always yell for science after saying, I'm going to have another beer. It's for science.
I want another dose of mushrooms
for science. Yeah, that's a good one, actually. Good answer.
I'm going to tell my therapist the actual truth for science.
Yeah, why? She never heard the actual truth before.
Oh, you got to ease him into it.
You're the truth, yeah.
If you just come to clean to her on day one, she's going to call the police.
Yeah. I'm sorry. You need to find another therapist.
Yeah. Take him to the padded room, please.
Yeah. Stop resisting. Okay. Oh my
nice
God.
Jacket. Where'd you get those buckles? Why are they so tight? Why are your arms behind your back?
Yeah. Are you doing a magic trick? Is this a Houdini thing? No, they're committing me. I'm done. Had a good run, everybody. Thanks.
She's like, yeah, it is. Find me a tank of water. And then just doesn't even try and come back to life. He just drowns. Starts swimming into the corner.
Yeah. Fill it up faster. Oh, amazing. What's the point of stormtrooper armor if it doesn't stop anything?
Dude, 100%.
Right?
Yeah.
Have you ever thought about that?
No.
Okay, everybody says that, okay, so streaming will argue this with me, because I'll say, well, dude, they're terrible shots. He's like, no. He's like, if you watch, like, Rogue One, they're, like, sniping people. Like, they're killing it. He's like, but I'm like, what about the other movies? He's like, Vader told them not to shoot Luke and Leia and Han. I'm like, okay, well, that does, I mean, okay, sure. He could have said, listen, guys, don't shoot them, but how are they just going to stop them by not shooting them?
Why would Darth Vader want them to live?
Yeah, exactly. Boom, string bean, what's up?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're terrible shots.
He's wrong.
They're terrible shots. Yeah. They might have an elite group of, like, joint task force stormtroopers that are, like, snipe show, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the average run-of-the-mill stormtrooper, yeah, they're fucking clones.
It must be for intimidation and, yeah, like, solidarity. They got to all look the same.
Well, they're all clones, right? So, I mean, genetically, if Boba Fett's dad, Jango Fett, the guy that they based the initial clones off of, which turned into the stormtroopers, if he was a terrible shot, then genetically they would all be terrible shots.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and
it's probably the cheapest material, that's why they used it, but that's also why it doesn't stop anything.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, because there's a fucking million of them. They don't care. They're like Soviet troops in World War II. They're like, oh, how are we going to beat Germany? It's fine. We have like 50 million guys. Like, yeah, have you ever seen the movie Enemy at the Gates?
No.
So, it's a super good movie. It's got Ed Harris is like a German commander, and then you've got, what's the British guy that's like plays Alfie?
Oh, fuck to find
all. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Anyways, oh, fuck, what's his name? God damn it, it's going to drive me nuts. Anyways, in the movie, it's all about the Battle of Stalingrad, right? So it's like the biggest battle of German and Russians during World War II.
Okay.
And there's like a Russian officer standing there with a pistol, and he's like, all these Russian guys are coming in to go attack the city, attack the Germans. And they're like, only half of us have guns. And they're like, okay, when the guy with the gun gets killed, the guy behind him pick up the gun. Seriously, man, and that because they had so many fucking guys, they couldn't even give them all guns. Yeah,
geez.
Yeah. So just send them in waves and waves of guys. That's how they beat them, just raw manpower.
That's crazy.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? The Germans were more skilled and tactical, but it's like, how are you gonna stop? Like, they have an unlimited resource of manpower.
Yeah.
Right.
Yo, it's crazy the genius that goes into a war.
Oh, for like, sure. Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, what were you going to say? Elaborate.
Just like the strategy behind war and like all the different tactics and the variables involved and how much effort they put into making sure they're doing the right thing because they're trying to get what they want.
Oh, for sure.
And it just puts like, imagine you fucking tried that hard at something that wasn't war. Like, it'd be pretty fucking sick if we could like
work together.
Yeah,
imagine what you could do. Imagine what you could do. Change the world for the better.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. George W. Have you ever seen that video of him? There's a video of him and he's on like a T block and he's like, we're going to get these terrorist sons of bitches. And he's like, all right, now watch this drive. And then he turns around and just spanks one down the fairway.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's like,
still not as good as the shoe throw, though.
What? Oh,
that's just classic.
What? He threw a shoe?
No, someone at a press conference threw a shoe at George W. And he had to move out of the way. And he did, to his credit.
He dodged it.
Yeah. It's just funny that someone threw a shoe at him. Yeah, like, yeah. I don't want to kill you. I just want to throw a shoe at you.
Oh, it's like Austin Powers. Like, who throws a shoe? Honestly. Honestly. Like, the big sumo guy that kills people with his shoes. Crazy. But yeah, stormtrooper armor. Fucking pointless. What's the point of it? It doesn't do anything. It doesn't stop any lasers. I mean, maybe regular bullets. I mean, what is this grade 4 fucking armor plating? Like, what is this? You know?
Couldn't tell
you. Want them to die? Like, they clearly just don't care. Thanks a lot, Empire. I was told that I would have equal opportunity. Climb the ladder of success corporately. That was a lie. You're in a locked position. You're just here to die, dude.
Who thinks they're gonna like get promoted to like Darth Vader? Like, you're not getting anywhere until he dies. Like, one of you is gonna make it.
And also too, the logic is that all the stormtroopers are clones. So I mean, it's like all the commanders and like the generals or what have you are just other regular people. Word. So like they're outsourcing all their management, and then, you know, the worker bee stormtrooper guy just gets fucked. He's in a dead end job. He's going nowhere except on the ground after he gets shot because his shitty body armor won't block any lasers. Like, thanks a lot, guys. You know, give us, you know, use the force, protect us a little bit, give us something.
You heard it here first.
Yeah,
Bob Chat,
baby.
Bob Chat.
The Empire is not a good place of employment. Oh, sure, you're gonna take over the galaxy. No, you're gonna fucking die.
Fucking Empire.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good question. I was mean to ask somebody that. I'm glad I asked you that. Good elaboration. I like it.
Thank you.
Look at us.
I feel like you really slammed it home there.
I did. I feel like that was a slam fucking dunk.
Alley-oop.
Hey. We were talking about the roast, actually. Well, not on the show, but earlier we were talking. And have you seen the Justin Bieber roast?
I have.
Yeah, and Shaq's on it. He's fucking Miami-Dade PD now. Imagine getting pulled over. I'm like rolling around.
Is he actually?
Yeah, he's a Miami. He does Miami-Dade PD like on like weekends or something. So like he's a cop.
Oh,
like
damn.
He's like a sheriff's deputy.
Yeah, honestly, I feel like he'd be a good cop though.
Yeah, but imagine like I'm cruising around and like, do they even have a car that's big enough for him? Like, like he's in. He's just
well,
in.
Well, that's why they keep the tanks now. Just for the Shaq cops.
Yeah, the Shaq cops. Oh my god, there's more than one. There's an army of Shaq cops. They're clones.
Yeah, there you go.
They have better body armor, I'm hoping. They're, you know.
Just a Lakers jersey.
Just a Lakers jersey, yeah. It's not going to stop any bullets or lasers.
But
sorry.
Shaq himself would stop a bullet.
Yeah, oh, for sure. Oh, yeah. For sure. Did you know that he's a rapper?
for science.
But did you know that he was a rapper?
Yeah, I heard he sucks ass.
He did have, but him and Biggie were actually friends, like the Notorious B.I.G. Cool. Yeah, so they actually have a song together called "Can't" or "Don't Stop the Rain."
Okay.
But it's R-E-I-G-N, like rain. Like,
oh, that's sick.
Yeah, and it's actually, it's probably one of the coolest Biggie verses ever. And Shaq actually, he throws down. He throws down. Oh, that's sick. Yeah, so we'll...
Dude, well, yeah, if you're going to do something with Biggie, you're not going to fuck, like...
But they were friends, and actually I was watching an interview with him, and the night that Biggie got killed, he was at the Peterson Automotive Museum in L.A. for, like, P. Diddy's birthday.
Okay.
And Shaq was friends with Biggie, and he lived in L.A. at the time. Because he was playing for the Lakers, and he was supposed to go to that party, and then he never went. And he was like, he was in the interview, and he like broke down. He's like, if I had gone, like maybe I could have done something. I'm like, yeah, but the chances of you being in the same vehicle as him are pretty slim. Like, you're not gonna stop a guy drive by shooting your buddy, right? Like, but he just felt bad because he wasn't there. But it's cool that they were friends, and they have actually have a really killer song. I'm not gonna play it because of copyright infringements. But if you want to hear a cool song, search "Can't Stop the Rain" by Notorious B.I.G. and Shaq. Shaquille.
Fuck yeah, man.
Shaquille.
That would be like pretty trippy.
Yeah, so. Cool information, right? What do you have anything you want to ask me?
Yeah. What did you do after high school?
What did I do after high school? Ooh, Jesus, that's a tough question. We've been out of school for like 10 years now.
I guess so.
Yeah,
I just want to know more about you. I don't like. So I had a grade 10 class with Bob, and then we hung out like once about a year and a half ago, and I was too uncomfortable to talk, so I was still a ghost of a person after my dad died, and now we're hanging out again for the second time, but.
No, but
I
you've
have
always
the confidence to speak finally. So
yeah,
that's
good.
Cool.
And I'm proud of you. Good, man. You've always been a good guy, though. And that's why I knew I wanted you to come on the show. I knew you'd be a good time.
Oh, sick.
Yeah, and it's going great. I think it's going great.
But I want to, yeah. So what's your deal, man?
What's my deal, man? Fuck, Mark, we don't even have, there's not enough podcast time in the world to tell
fair.
That story.
100%.
But yeah, after school, because I didn't live at home since I was like 17, right? So I lived in my buddy's basement. His parents were like foster parents, so I lived there till I finished school. And then me and my buddy Brad got an apartment. And then after that, a year of living with my friend, I just been in my own place ever since. So I lived in like a bachelor apartment, actually all in this area over there up that street.
Yeah, this is a nice area, by the way. Is it like an affordable area?
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
that's awesome because I would fucking love to live here.
There's a lot of old people, so there's a lot of ambulance traffic. But no, it's a nice area. It's I don't want to say where I live, but people know anyways. But it's a nice end of town.
Right,
it's a nice end of town too, and it's quiet. You know what I mean? Like it's. Some guy stole our cigarette butt container off the porch a couple weeks ago. But, I mean, other than that, you know, it's like he's probably going to go roll them up, which is gross. But other than that, I mean, really, it's a nice neighborhood. Like, a lot of families and stuff. And it's pretty quiet. Like, don't have a party after 11 o'clock, you know?
Yeah.
No, they're going to come. Oh, can you guys creep it down? It's like, we're trying to party.
Yeah.
And then, I just worked for my family for a while. My family had, like, a co-op store, like, a fastener wholesaler business.
A fastener? A
fastener wholesaler. Okay. Nuts and bolts.
They're not FACA fasteners.
No, we were called Marbolt. So Marshall, okay. Bolt, Marbolt. And then just my dad and my grandpa couldn't get along in the whole process of handing over the business. So it kind of just like my grandpa ended up selling a bunch of it. And then I got a job at a pipe factory where I work now.
Right.
You know, I've loved and lost a couple times. You know, fought for what I wanted. Won a few times. Just living my life, trying to be happy, just trying to make shit happen. Bob Chat, baby. You know, the show, Bob Chat Podcast Network, you know, just getting it popping off, Mark. That's what I'm about now.
Right on, man.
I just want to make shit happen.
Yeah. That's the best way to live, dude.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
That's how shit will happen.
You know? Exactly.
Everyone wants a great life, but unless you go out there and make it happen, it's not going to happen.
And you're never going to have a perfect life, right? But the universe has a way of working itself out. And
it does, man.
Like crazy, right?
It's fucked. If you put yourself in the right position for the right reasons, it's fucked what can happen.
Oh, fucking right, man. Look at you now. Now you're on the show. Who would have thought this would happen?
Dude.
Who knows? Maybe this becomes the most popular episode we've ever had. We have six.
If not, I'm coming back to try again.
Yeah, for your anytime. Come on back. You're welcome. Let's do this.
Thank you. Did you guys notice I just totally invited myself back?
It's okay. You're allowed to come back. Don't worry. You even brought your own beer. I wouldn't even have asked you. I didn't even expect you to. I didn't want you
as
to.
As I swig your beer.
That's fine. Then they're warm. We're going to get some cold ones after. But no, but I didn't expect you to bring beer. Like, I like to take care of the guests around here at Bomb Chat. I like to give them a beer. Like, give them some smoke and shit. Get your smoke
doing
on.
It right, man.
Get your doing smoke right. on, girl.
Right? I believe. Man, yeah. Fucking. The podcast network is a good idea, too. Like,
yeah, thank you.
It's cool. Like, your artwork, too. Like,
yeah. I'm trying, and that's what I want to have. Like, I don't want it just to be a podcast. Like, I want it to be a multimedia, not a corporation, but just like a network, man. Like, I want a medium for like all my creative shit. Where it's like, okay, this is what I do. This is where you can find it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, right? Like, I mean, even those, people message me about those drawings, and be like, oh my god, that's amazing. Like, can I buy that? I'm like, I only made one. I say I can make more if I want it, but I mean, like, you know, it's. It's whatever, they're originals, right? But it would be cool, like tomorrow, like a lot of those Biggie images. Like, I've had his daughter on Instagram like them and comment, and Little C's, his cousin, his hype man, and like because I tagged them in the photos, but they take time of their day to like comment on them,
yeah,
and like the photos and stuff, and it's pretty cool. It feels, yeah, it's fulfilling, right?
And when people close to him like are liking it, that's so,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
his son never likes anything, but his daughter did, so that's kind of cool.
That's fucking so sick.
Yeah, so it'd be cool to get like a lot of those images got like on t-shirt, even like, you know, like prints and stuff. It'd be cool.
Yeah,
so I think about that a lot too. And I already have I bought a domain, even though we don't even use it, but now that we have the networks launching, maybe we will.
Like, yeah,
we're gonna go YouTube, Facebook for the videos, but I want to network out and expand, obviously. So
things take time too. Like, if you've already bought a domain,
a donair. I love donairs, dude. I love donairs so much.
Yeah, and it'll probably naturally come to fruition. Like, obviously, yeah, you're serious, sure, about it, and like, you can want to do things for years, and then like, just, yeah, from wanting to do it, you're like, oh, all right, fuck, I'm just gonna start one day.
Well, say so that's how this happened. I was like, you know what, fuck it, I'm just gonna go buy the equipment and just do it.
Yeah.
Like, why not?
Yeah.
Who cares? Let's fucking make it happen.
It'd be cool to have like a network that's like not just podcasting, but like you're saying, for like, yeah, multimedia artists, and like, you can search them by artist and see like everything that they do.
See, and then, like, that's a good idea.
You can get like exposed to certain artists that you like.
You want to be part of the Bob Chat Podcast Network?
What's in it for me? No. JK. I just need a podcast.
So you're always making jokes, aren't you? You did one podcast. Now you're, yeah, you just signed a deal. This is a verbal contract, so you're locked in.
I'm thinking about like doing a dead parents podcast, like, oh, okay, for people with dead parents, because, yeah, like, I feel like it brings up like super dark humor, and I fucking,
well, and also I think it's therapeutic too, right?
Yeah.
Like, it'll create like a support network,
but I can't treat my podcast like my I feel like that's actually kind of a good idea, because then people like identify with, yeah, that and shit.
See, look at that, boom, you just thought of an amazing idea. This is what it does, Bob Chat, things happen, man.
Yeah, I've just been thinking about starting a podcast, and I was like thinking about doing either like that Dead Parents Club,
yeah,
or like Confessions of a Former Incel, because I feel like people are like super into that movement right now, and,
yeah,
to just,
yeah,
like talk honestly and like about my struggle in the past, and,
yeah, cool,
how like I've grown as a person and finally come out of my shell and shit.
Dude, yeah, exactly. And that's the thing. It's like, embrace it, right? Like,
100%.
I mean, and then it's, yeah, fuck yeah.
Because I have like a unique disposition. Like, I lost my virginity really late too. So like, I don't know. I feel like people just like to see people be themselves. And
yeah, no, dude, 100%, man. And that's the thing. When you put out content like this or anything like that, you have to be. You got to be real,
yeah,
man. Because people can tell.
Yeah.
People can tell when you're fake. Like, it's like,
yeah,
I'd much rather see somebody be as real as they are and be honest with me than someone fabricate something. You know,
yeah,
what I mean?
There's so many podcasts out there. No one has time for fake shit.
Well, exactly. Bob Chat, keep it fucking real, bro.
Fuck yeah.
Straight up, bud. 100 proof, straight up, straight fuck. But that would be cool, man. And honestly, like, any kind of this stuff, any endeavors you need, like, if you want help with the creds and stuff in your videos, I'm your guy, man. Let me know.
Yeah, we'd have to figure out a rate, because like, I'd feel bad like having to
shut up. I don't care, man. Depending
he
on
says
what it
this
is,
until I send him like, oh, fucking videos every week, and he's like, I'm gonna fucking
Mark, I don't have time for this.
Disgust me.
But no, we could figure it out though, and that's something we'll talk about later. But for sure, man, and if you want to do something creative and put yourself out there, it's like, oh, if I can help you, I fucking will. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like,
I mean, you are an asshole, but I mean, still, you know, you're my asshole. No, I'll help you, man. I'll help you. That'd be sick, dude. That'd be awesome. I'm all about making shit happen for anybody. Let's fucking do this, right? Yeah, sky's the limit, baby.
Fuck yeah. Let's help you on too someday.
Yeah, right? You can help me out by coming back on the show and just being hilarious.
I will do my best. Because
you're doing a great job. You are, dude. You killed it.
I'm excited.
Oh, here's a good question for you. Okay, you run an inconvenience store. What do you sell?
An inconvenience
an
store?
An inconvenience store. Oh, what do awesome. You sell?
Okay. Left-handed anything?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Megaphones.
Yeah, that don't that only
pots and pans
megaphones that megaphones work. That only go to volume one. And then what are the pots? What did you say? Pots and pans.
Pots and pans for frontline worker employees to celebrate them.
I was a rope that's just tied in knots.
Tangled fishing line, 100%.
Dead flowers. Tangled fishing line. Yeah.
Roadkill.
Yeah, fresh this morning.
Fruit for me.
Shaken up pops.
Oh yeah, there you go. Warm beer.
Warm beer.
Spoiled milk.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, only margarine, no butter. I'm not gonna hate on margarine. I do enjoy margarine. What's another good one? They sell Blu-rays but only DVD players.
Weed with fentanyl in it.
Yeah, that would be a very big inconvenience. Already toasted bread.
Already toasted? Yeah. There you go.
Already toasted bread.
Burnt bread.
Burnt bread. Yeah, that's a big inconvenience. No, thank you. Half-smoked cigarette packs.
Vegan burgers.
Yeah, I don't even want to get into that because like I just love meat, dude. I'm so much.
Oh, it's pretty good.
The
verdict is in.
Have you tried meat, guys? It's pretty fucking good, man. Would it be cooler to Healy into the room before sex or Healy out of the room after sex?
After.
After? Why?
It's just fucking sick. You're free. You get to do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Hard to get laid healing into a room. You're wearing Heelys. Like, oh, never mind.
They stay on during this. Yeah. So then, yeah. So you just hide them under the bed. And then as soon as you're done, you're like, okay, you peace
strap
out.
Strap them up.
Yeah. What are you doing? I'm putting my Heelys on. Peace.
Joke's on you. Wheels out.
Yeah. Do you need money for a cab? No, I've got Heelys. I've got Heelys. So another thing that we do that we could do, we'd have to think about quickly. We do a super fight. So we pit like two fictional characters or real people against each other.
Okay.
And we decide who would win in a fight.
Okay. I would definitely want to see Homer Simpson and Peter Griffin for sure.
Oh, that's a good one. Okay. So this week on Bob Chad Super Fights is Homer Simpson versus Peter Griffin.
Who's yours though?
Oh, fuck. I don't know, man, because Homer's got the moves, right? Like he's got the whoo whoo whoo, like the, you know what I mean? He's got the moves, but I feel like Peter Griffin's just a powerhouse. Like, you know what I mean? Like I've seen the guy get beat the fuck by a chicken and still be okay.
Yeah, but that he doesn't take falling off a ladder too well.
Oh, that's true. Or when he's running down the street and skins his knee.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what?
It's anyone's fight, really.
I'm going to have to go Peter Griffin. What do you think?
Yeah, his performances with the chicken.
That solidifies it. Yeah, yeah, he's a
soldier.
He's a soldier. He's a registered badass. You know, he's a badass motherfucker. I feel bad for Homer. I love Homer too.
He does tuck his shirt in though, and I mean that badass.
Well, that's true. That's true. That's true. Good point.
But they both get loaded and that's like pretty cool.
Yeah. Oh, drunk them fighting.
Yeah, well, Peter for sure.
Yeah, Pawtucket Patriot Ale versus Duff Beer. Is there a Pawtucket Patriot mascot?
Patriot.
Yeah, him versus Duff Man.
Yeah, there you go.
Because I feel like Duff Man's a pussy. He just puts on a show.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Right?
Yeah.
There's like one episode he's Mrs. Duff Man or Senorita Duff Man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and then he's like the Spanish female spokesperson.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
But it's really just Mr. It's really just Duff Man. It's in the game, so I'm assuming it's in the show.
Okay.
There's so many episodes. Who has time? Yeah, who has the time, Mark?
It's still going.
I know. It's like the longest running animated TV show ever. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But I don't know. What do you think's better, Simpsons or Family Guy?
I would have to go with Simpsons because the writing is so good.
The writing is good, but I feel like Family Guy just pushes the envelope.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I've been watching Family Guy, and I'm like, how is this on TV? but I'm so desensitized because I've watched like 12 years of South Park.
Yeah.
So I'm like, ah, oh, you can put anything on TV if you don't really care what people think about you.
Yeah. They really did. South Park pushed the limit.
Oh, to the fucking
dude! They did a high school shooting episode last season.
What?
Like,
crazy.
Yeah,
dude. Have you seen? Okay, so the craziest episode of South Park I've ever seen was last season. It was like the Christmas episode. Have you been watching those ones?
I don't watch the Christmas ones,
dude. So it's Haggerty Farm. So, so basically, the episode starts out with all the townspeople partying for Christmas, and they all want to drive to the parade. And then they're like, "Oh, we got to get drunk." And then they ban alcohol. And they're like, "We don't even want to go driving if we can't get drunk." It's like they're like, "We love drinking and driving." And then so they take away the booze, and then Randy starts selling everybody weed. But then they smoke all the weed that he has because he's running a weed farm. And then they're like, "Oh, we need you to make something better for us." Like, and then he's like, makes a Christmas snow weed, but he like puts cocaine on the weed. And then everybody in South Park gets hooked on cocaine. And then all of a sudden, Randy does like the Grinch Stole Christmas, where he goes around, steals all of the cocaine. And then fucking Santa's chasing him, trying to get the cocaine back. And he, like, Randy crashes the sled. And he's like, "Come on, Santa. Just try it. Just do a little bit." And then it's fucking Santa and Randy sitting there doing bumps. And then all of a sudden, Jesus comes down. He's like, "My children, what are you doing?" They're like, "Come on, Jesus. Just try a little bit." And then it's literally Randy, Santa Claus, and Jesus just doing lines of cocaine. And then Jesus is like, "Watch this." And then he takes all the jars of cocaine and explodes them over the town. It's like snowing cocaine. All the kids are like, "Oh my God," running out their tongues out of their mouth. I'm like, "What the fuck did I just watch?" Like, crazy South Park. That's you show awesome. Jesus doing cocaine. Like, can we push a limit? Wait till they start doing 2020 episodes. It's gonna be nuts.
Who?
South Park.
They're doing 2020 episodes?
No, oh, I mean like
the, yeah. What, oh yeah, yeah,
yeah. Like once they start doing episodes about like what's happening in the world right now, like it's crazy.
Yeah.
People aren't ever gonna say something's crazy ever again. They're gonna be like, "Wow, that's so 2020.
Yeah, seriously.
Like, that bitch was 2020, yo. Like, not crazy anymore. It's fucking 2020.
This year is fucked.
It's crazy.
It is, man.
Like, what's happening in the world? It's unbelievable.
Continuously.
Yeah, continuously getting worse. Thank God the murder hornets decided to give us a break and wait till later to attack us.
Yeah, seriously.
Like, oh, did it get better? Oh, we're going to die from murder hornets now. Super.
That's the best name for anything ever.
Murder hornets? Yeah.
That's so aggressive.
Yeah. Like, not like just going to hurt you, hornets. We're going to straight up murder your ass. We're almost at an hour, so we can probably start winding it down soon here.
All right. I'll start doing some cool down stretches. Crack some knuckles.
Yeah, we're going to need you to just cool down. We're going to shut her down here soon.
We're going to end with 1 minute of deep breathing exercises.
Just take a deep in through the nose and out the mouth, everyone. Before we say goodbye here, just a quick reminder, guys. If you like what we do here at Bob Chat, you know where to find us. We're on Facebook at Bob Chat Podcast, Instagram at Bob Chat Podcast. We're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube. Pretty much anywhere you find quality podcast entertainment. That's us. That's what we do here. So if you got time, check us out. Tell your friends. If you want to write in some questions, topics for discussion, reviews, again, let us know. I've told you this time and time again. I don't give a fuck. I'll read whatever. I don't care. You know, it doesn't matter what it is. I'll say it. Okay? Fuck everybody, right? Go fuck yourself, San Diego. and also, too, we like to leave you with an inspirational quote for the day. We try to do that here, Mark. We try to do something funny and historical. I didn't really think of one today, but I thought of one. You tell me if you think it's funny. Okay, in the words of the late, great Tom Petty, who said, "Free falling, I'm high as fuck."
There you go.
Yeah, it'll resonate with some people. But yeah, so Mark, thanks so much for coming over and being on the show. Is there anything you want to say?
No, thanks a lot for having me, man. I appreciate it. It's good to see you again.
Yeah, and, you too.
Fucking.
Do you wanna send us out on a joke?
Not particularly, no.
It's okay. The whole show is a joke every episode.
Yeah, there's a couple in there. If you listen to the whole thing, you got a couple jokes.
No, I'm just kidding. There are some good jokes, though. But yeah, we're serious here, Bob Chat. We might be high and drunk, but we have a good time. That's how we do it. That's how we roll. So yeah, there's nothing else you want to say before you go?
Cheers. Thanks for listening.
Tricks and bruises, blunts and Land Cruises. See everybody. Bye.
Yeah, take care.
Bye. Bye. Peace.